Okay, today on LSE Share Talk, we've got a company, Keras Resources. We've been following their story for quite a while and their ambitious projects in Australia. So we've got Dave Rees to talk us through the latest news that's just come through. Dave, how are you?
Very good on yourself, Rob.
Not too bad, thank you. So.
Wonderful. So you'd like me to take you through the release from earlier today?
Absolutely, if you could.
Right. So this is pretty excited about. It's our third tribute that we're announcing since we've made our change to gold. We've entered into a tribute arrangement with an ASX company called Cal North over one of their project areas called the Lindsay Project, which is again situated about 50 kilometers northeast of Kalgoorlie. The project incorporates open pit and underground potential resources of 215,000 ounces, almost 80% of which falls in the indicated category. There's both open pit potential and underground potential, with the high grade Parrot Feathers deposit coming in at 400,000 tons at 4.2 grams, and there's also significant exploration potential around these resources that could form part of the tribute if the parties decide to drill further. I think a couple of the other key points: all the permits are in place. This was a mine that only recently shut down some of their pits in the last sort of 3 years, so all the permits are in place. It's very simple. Restart. We're targeting production in the second half of 2016, adding to our Norton tribute that will be ongoing at that stage. It's a slightly different tribute from the Norton tribute, that instead of paying a fixed royalty, we undertake a profit share. So in this regards, what happens is we do our mining. We sell our ore for an amount, whatever the gold content is. That revenue then gets applied to state royalties first, then the operating costs second, a management fee for us third, and then the profit that's left over gets split between Cal North and ourselves. Anything under 1600 Aussie an ounce is split 49% to us, 51% to Cal North, and anything above 1600 an ounce is split 70% to us, 30% to Cal North. If we have a look at the current gold price, it's about 1650, so it will be a blend of those two profit shares. The advantage of a profit share versus a royalty, it allows for lower margins and still for a profit to be realized without a fixed cost off the bottom line. So it gives us a lot more flexibility in how we tackle the mining operations.
Great. I mean, that's quite positive news for shareholders. This you're obviously increasing the portfolio and expanding. You had aggressive timescales previously, so I think it was back in January even. You were talking that you were looking at being cash flow positive. Is this the kind of same model that you're going to apply?
Yeah, absolutely. There's ore at surface, so it's very rapid to bring into production and produce first ore. And that's why we can, we might have to look at a few permits because we're looking at changing a few things on how we operate. And if we need to do that, that just takes a few months to get through once we've done our initial studies. But comfortably in the second half of this year, we should be mining and producing first ore.
That's fantastic. It looks like it's quite a good year so far for you.
Absolutely. Obviously we've got to get into our first production. That's very nearby. I think people will have been following some of the Twitter account and pictures that we're putting out, showing machines on site and starting to do things. So, that's all going according to plan. And we're busy looking at other opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities. A lot of people like the way we're approaching the area. And we hope to build on this model further.
That's good. You mentioned Twitter. I mean, it's quite encouraging to see the pictures that you put on Twitter of, what's happening on the ground. Certainly, the weather's better than most of us in the UK, so you can cheer some people up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always sunny out there, and I think those pictures aren't RNSable, but it shows people that things are happening, and things take time, but there's things happening around, and it's real.
That's great. And you mentioned about the permits. That would probably be one of the hurdles, I guess, that you've got to look at. Would you need to expand your team at all to take on this?
We will on the ground in Kalgoorlie, especially. We've got limited time, and because these are smaller pits here and there, they do take quite a bit of time to do the initial technical work. So we are using consultants in Perth that we've used over the past decades to assist when we start to struggle. And we will build the team in Kalgoorlie, but around a base of a few fixed personnel that will provide the overview, management roles and tech services roles between the various operations.
Okay, so no difficulties that you can really see, basically. I mean, it's an exciting prospect that you've got. Certainly, the previous interview we did with you, it was just focusing, obviously, on let's get that first gold bar out. But now your focus seems to be more with gold. The other bread and butter that you used to have was obviously the manganese and the iron ore. Are those projects still a focus for the company, or are you just concentrating on gold now?
Just purely focused on gold at the moment. We just released our annual results, and we have impaired the iron ore. I think we need to be pragmatic and realistic about that. Manganese sits there. We still await the permit, and we'll look at developing that as and when. But really, we see gold as the focus of the company in the near term. That's where we can see most expansion happening and most reward for shareholders, because we're into instant cash flow on all of these operations. We're pulling on a very limited capital, if nil capital, and really just working capital we need to put in. I think it's a model that gives maximum return for shareholders, and that's why we are pursuing it.
And talking about maximum return for shareholders, you mentioned previously, obviously, about dividends, which is usually unheard of on the A market. But I'm guessing also that you'll probably be using that cash flow for more prospects that you've got in line.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think we need to grow our base a little more. You obviously have fixed costs. The more production you grow, the less impact those fixed costs have. So we do want to use initial cash flow to expand. Once we're at steady state, then yeah, we need to look at how best to use that cash, be it in longer term, higher value projects or dividends or a combination of both. First step is to get into production. Second step is to grow that production base, and assuming all goes well and we have a nice pile of cash, well, that's a nice problem to have to work out what to do with it.
Absolutely. I mean, that will certainly be quite pleasing for shareholders to hear that there's no placings or anything like that that they can envisage, diluting the share price. It's good to see that you'll be a company with cash flow coming in and having that ability to snap up other opportunities. With the market out there in Australia, do you think there are a lot of prospects that you can look at getting? I mean, are there other miners struggling that you can look to join?
There are a lot of opportunities, but there's a lot of people starting to look at this space now, because it really is a sweet spot. So I think we've seen some of those opportunities being snapped up by others. We're not going to pay over and above what we think anything's worth, or enter into deals that we don't think are in the best interest of shareholders. But there are a lot of these smaller deposits, or in bigger mining houses in particular, or smaller deposits held by private companies that are available, and we are looking at everything that gets passed in front of us.
It's great. And I mean, gold's certainly been the flavor of the month for the last few months, in fact. Everyone's looking towards gold with low oil prices, etc. I mean, how do you see the price of gold going?
Look, I don't like to get into crystal ball gazing. All we're going to do is say, well, the costs are low here. The Australian dollar is low. The gold price has been increasing, but it hasn't increased anything to ridiculous heights that makes us worry. And no matter where the gold price goes, up or down, we'll still be in a good cash flow position.
That's great. And certainly you also said before about being one of the largest shareholders, certainly with your team. That does give quite a good look for people looking to invest, basically, if you're putting your money down as well. Certainly it makes most average shareholders, when looking at a company, feel a bit more secure.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Obviously we had most to lose if we didn't do something about the fact that we're in commodities that weren't going anywhere in a hurry. And I think that incentivized us to look around for the best opportunity to move into. And I certainly am a firm believer that if management, board, what have you, have a large stake in a company, they're highly incentivized to maximize returns for shareholders, which occasionally is not the case if people don't have their own cash at risk.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, I'm going to change a bit from this and go a bit about how you use social media, using Twitter, obviously, to show everything that's happening, and keeping people informed. I mean, certainly one of the purposes from our perspectives for our company is to bring the investors closer to the people at the top, so they can understand what's going on. Do you do the same in a way? Do you actually look at the bulletin boards and see what people are saying?
To be honest, no. We're trying to disseminate information to people. We obviously have, I have email discourse with numerous shareholders, but I tend not to follow bulletin boards as much due to the anonymous nature of them.
Absolutely.
I'm very happy to engage and have active discussions with people I know, who I'm dealing with, but I prefer to keep off reading people's thoughts who I don't know who they are or what
Absolutely.
interests they have.
It's always a danger you get with social media, obviously, with trolls and stuff like that. That's you. It's a big minefield. But you will be at the momentous events later this month up in London.
Yep, certainly we will have a representative there, be it myself or most probably Russell Lamming, one of our directors. Just with us on the cusp of production, I think it's going to be difficult for me to jump on a plane to pop over for that. But we'd like to get more involved in those sort of evenings with meeting, real investors, and having active, detailed discussions, not just presenting, and then sitting down. I think the format of those sorts of discussions are beneficial for both parties.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly a lot of people like to actually shake the hand of the people involved and understand from their perspective where they're going with the company. So much you can broadcast within an RNS or even with podcasts, but it's nice to actually have a better understanding. Just to finish off then, so 2016 so far turning out to be a great year for you, a very busy year, I'd say. Going
Yeah,
into
absolutely. It's extremely hectic. We, as I said, we hope to add more in the future, get into production, expand that production base. So non-stop, it's been a good start so far, but we also need to deliver on our promises. And the proof's in the pudding, and that should happen very soon.
Fantastic. So we'll have lots of pictures of gold appearing on Twitter.
That would be the plan, or at least truckloads of ore disappearing to the mill.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Dave. It's obviously been a great announcement that you've made today. So hopefully a lot of people will take notice of what's happening with your company. I mean, certainly you were under the shadows a bit previously, and we've noticed from our side that there has been a bit more interest in what you guys are getting involved in. Certainly plenty of growth this year. So we're going to continue to follow our story with you, and looking forward to speaking to you again.
Much appreciated, Rob, and look forward to talking further.
Brilliant. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, Rob.